Growing up as a child of a rabbi, I learned two important lessons. A synagogue is a place to pray and a place to play. And therefore, every Shabbat afternoon, my friend and I would venture out into the synagogue parking lot. And we had a simple game. We would just take a small racquetball and bounce it back and forth. One Shabbat afternoon, we were playing our regularly scheduled racquetball game, and an eastern wind came by, and that racquetball, when I bounced it to my friend, took a different course and smashed the car mirror in front of us. That would have been, I guess, okay, but that car belonged to our beloved cantor. Moments after, we were called back into the synagogue to light the Havdalah candle to end Shabbat. And from that moment on, the secret of the broken mirror was between me and my friend alone. For 23 years. You see, a couple of years ago when I was preparing a High Holy Day sermon, I decided to make a phone call to that cantor. He's living in New York City, and he's in his mid-90s. And I called the cantor, and I said, I'm writing a High Holiday sermon about the inspiration you have given me on my musical journey and on my rabbinic journey. And he was so honored to hear my voice. And I said, cantor, let me tell you really why I'm calling. I am calling to apologize that 23 years ago, I was playing in the parking lot of the shul with my friend, and I broke your car mirror. And there was a moment of silence on the phone, and he responded, I have no recollection of what you are talking about. After I breathed a sigh of relief, I realized an important point. He didn't need that phone call. But I needed it for myself. In less than a month, thousands upon thousands of people will enter not just into this sanctuary and this synagogue, but synagogues around the world for their fix of atonement. And then some will leave until the next year. But we as Jews start early, not on Rosh Hashanah, but right now. You see, every morning and evening, we are in the midst of the month of Elul, and we recite Psalm 27. The David Adonai Ori, God, you are my help and my light, whom shall I fear? And in this psalm, if you look at it, there are actually two completely different parts. The first part, the author of the psalm, is describing an attacker that is about to come at him, and he says, I have no fear, for God, you are with me. Even though there is an imminent threat upon his life, he has faith and trust in God, so much so that he sacrifices to God and thanks God. But the second half of the psalm is completely different. It says, God, do not forsake or abandon me. The author of this psalm in the second half is abandoned, is alone. And when you look at the psalm as a whole, you realize something simple but profound. You realize that we, each one of us who suffers, each one of us who is in distress, each one of us who is depressed beyond limits, is the same human being who also feels safe when they trust in God. For Elul, we seek the ideal preparation. The ideal preparation, and therefore, before we even get to those days of awe, those days of repentance, we must look inside ourselves for those struggles of belief and those challenges of faith. And we understand that faith does not come from just closing our eyes, but rather it comes from opening our eyes to identify those struggles and to confront them directly. Rabbi Benjamin Siegel writes that when we recite this psalm twice a day, both day and night, we are doing that ideal preparation. We are preparing ourselves for that when we get to those days of awe, we are ready for repentance, and we are ready to celebrate that holiday of joy with a full heart towards God. For 23 years, it took me to begin confronting those challenges of faith. But for us this morning in the month of Elul, let us remember the concluding line of that psalm, Chazak v'yametz libecha v'kaveh el Adonai, be strong, take courage, hope in Adonai, because it's not too late. Let us start now. Shabbat Shalom.